Thank you. Please rise for the reading of the gospel. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowd, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you. People revile you, persecute you, and utter all kinds of falsehoods against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, in the same way they persecuted the prophet who was before you." The gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I invite the children to come forward for the children's message. Children praying. So today is All Saints Sunday, and today is a day that we remember that we are all saints. Anybody here know what a saint is? A saint is generally someone we consider someone who does everything good and right. Like somebody who's a saint, you say like somebody is really kind and they go and they help people and they do a lot of really good things for people, and they call them saints. But do you guys know that you are all saints too? Ask your parents today after church if you're a saint, okay? They may say sometimes, because we're also sinners. Do you guys know what sinners are? Yeah. Sinners are people who don't always do the right thing. Like you, yeah, and like me, and like everyone here, because we don't always do the right thing. We're all sinners. We all do things that are wrong. Every one of us. And anybody who does tells you that they're not a sinner, they're a sinner because they're not telling the truth. But we're all saints too. And it's like there's a battle going on. Do you do the right thing or do you do the wrong thing? Sometimes you feel that, right? Like there's a cookie and you know you're not supposed to take it, but it looks really good. And, you know, yeah, so you really want it, so you think about it, and it's like, okay, do I do the right thing or not? And and sometimes we don't, do we? I take the cookie usually. But you know, the thing is that God forgives us and God makes us saints. And so today we remember, even though we don't always do the right thing, when we trust God, God will clean us up and wash us up and make us right with God. And so let's pray. Dear God, thank you for when we do the right thing. And help us and forgive us when we do the wrong thing. And Lord God, we know that you are always with us. And help us to live lives as saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, now we're going to head out with your really saintly Sunday school teachers. Follow Jeff. Oh, listen. Sunday school. death is not always the enemy. Death is not always the enemy. Marlene was truly a faithful mother, wife, and child of God. She was active and involved in the church. Communion was her way of ministry. She helped with the preparation. She took the numbers so we knew who had taken communion. She faithfully recorded that. And she baked the communion bread. For her, Eucharist was a way of saying thanksgiving. It was a way of living it. She was in her early 30s when she was first diagnosed with breast cancer. And it went away. But when it came back, it had invaded the perineum around her heart and around her lungs. She eventually transferred to her brain. It was a sad thing to watch. She fought so hard. She did everything she could to live life to its fullest. But finally, there came a time when there was no more that could be done. She went into the hospital for the first time on a Monday. The doctor came in, and I was there, and the doctor said, there are some more things. We can give you some more chemotherapy. But the reality is that it's going to be hard, and it's going to be challenging, and it's not going to add any quality to your life. It'll add some length. You'll get some more days. But it won't give you any more good days. The doctor left, and we talked. She looked at me and she said, is it wrong not to do it? And I said, Marlene, right now death is not your enemy. You won't have any more days. The quality of your life or the quantity of your life. It's okay to pick quality over quantity. It's okay to say no to this. Then she looked at me, and I will never forget this because I was a young pastor. And she said, is it okay if I pray that I don't suffer very long? And you know, I know if I had said, no, you cannot pray that, she wouldn't have. And she would have endured suffering. But I said, of course not. You can pray that. I will pray that with you. Because we know that though weeping may last the night, joy will come with your morning. We know that you now are God's child and that death is not your enemy. And so we prayed. And the next day her children came in. They were both in middle school. She said goodbye to them. The family was gathered, her husband, her children, her beloved friends. And we took communion. And the last thing Marlene ever did was to take the bread and the wine. And the last words Marlene ever said was amen when I gave her communion. After I'd done the blessing, she closed her eyes. And within the hour, had slipped gently into the loving hands of God. Marlene died a good death. Make no mistake about it, her death was not the will of God. God's will is always life. But Marlene knew what Jesus was talking about in the Beatitudes. Because the Beatitudes remind us that how we see the world as Christians, how we experience the world as Christians, is different than the world sees it. She fought the good fight, and she finished the race. And when it came time, she knew, because of the strength of her relationship with God, she knew she was going to a Savior. She knew that she would be comforted. On All Saints Sunday, we read the Beatitudes and we are reminded that as Christians, we often don't fit in well with the world. I mean, the world doesn't say be meek, tells you to be strong and fight, not to be a peacemaker, but to punch back harder. The world doesn't say that the persecuted are to be celebrated, but instead persecutes more. The pure in heart often feel sullied. But as Christians, we hold on. We hold on knowing that when we walk in relationship with God, when we walk with God, we know God is with us and gives us blessings and strength and power and might. That's what the text from Revelation said. It reminds us that there is an eternal glory that we hold on to. And in the meantime, there's the promise from John that we are children of God, and we can find strength in the midst of the brokenness and the pain of life to journey through it with bravery and to enter into eternal glory with grace. The book of James tells us to count it all joy. It's an odd phrase, isn't it? Count it all joy. What that means is there is a difference between happiness and being blessed and joy in the Lord. When Marlene died, there was no happiness. It was sad. It was gut-wrenching. A woman with so much to give. But she trusted. She believed, and she found hope to live this life fully and confidence to enter into eternal glory with grace, knowing that death was not her enemy. The Beatitudes remind us that God's will for the world is different than what the world says. And today we gather and we celebrate, and we remember. We remember those who have gone before us, and in a little while you will be invited to light a candle to remember them. Or if you wish not to come forward, to remember and pray in the pews. To remember that even though the light extinguishes in this life, those who mourn are comforted because the light of Christ continues on. And we are invited to remember those lights and to reflect the light of Christ, knowing that even though the world does not always get it, we have comfort and confidence in a God who calls us to live this life fully and completely according to our values, not compromising, not taking on the way of the world, a way of selfishness, a way of power and might and crushing people, but rather a way of love and grace and service. Marlene knew in communion she had a taste, a foretaste of the feast to come. And when we live our lives in that light, we too can live for Christ and know that in dying we find eternal life. Amen.